Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. Glad you're here. We're going to be talking about some healthy stability today. And also we're going to be talking about one of my favorite herbs to use for improving, you know, digestion and bowel function is psyllium. We're going to include that. And if we get time, we may even touch on some oral health and how we improve the bacteria count or lower the bacteria count in the mouth, you know, the bad stuff. So we got lots to talk about in a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our men and women in uniform. And we're praying for them. Hand of protection of God be on our righteous men and women that defend this country. And also, while we're seeking the Lord's face, and we should do that every day, We're going to ask for his help in turning this country around and getting some righteous leadership back in the Oval Office and in every powerful institutional office across this land. What do you say? Hit the knees. America repents. Ask God's help. It will happen if it's his will. So don't delay. Mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to, let's see, cocoa leaves. You like chocolate? Cocoa is in the quacker today. Apparently, natural compounds known as flavonoids in your cocoa is going to be helpful. You'll also find helpful flavonoids in blueberries, grapes, green tea, apples, onions, broccoli, and, of course, your cocoa. So why is it so great to help with things like memory and aging? Apparently, they think the flavonoids support cellular and metabolic activities throughout the body, providing antioxidant support, squelching inflammation, which can lead to cancer and other things, and a majority of other chronic illnesses as it improves memory. So cocoa flavonoids boost your memory and cognitive function, improve your insulin sensitivity, too. So a little, you know, don't go overboard with it's dark chocolate, not the, you know, milk chocolate, and don't go overboard. What else is in the quack report? Cardiovascular health benefits if you eat some wholesome nuts. That's right. You know, people just don't eat the nuts. They think they're too fattening. But it's the right kind of healthy fat that helps you prevent you from gaining unhealthy weight. But nuts are an excellent source of protein, as you know, healthy fat, vitamins, minerals, and more. Wide variety of benefits when you chomp on some nuts helps with the heart and cardiovascular system. Eating nuts actually will curb appetite, probably due to the increased serotonin levels that you get when you eat nuts. Plenty of fiber in the nuts makes you feel fuller, and the fiber is also healthy, and it plays a great role in preventing diabetes. Nuts are rich in healthy omega-3 fatty acids, and they contain a lot of vitamin E to help stop the development of plaque on those arteries. Nuts are also a source of arginine, which improves artery walls and making them more flexible, less prone to blood clots. So here's the list of nuts. I love walnuts. They're on the list. And walnuts are pretty much the king of healthy nuts. Highest in antioxidants, 15 times more protein, and more vitamin E, more potent vitamin E than the other varieties. Only takes about 7 walnuts a day to get that potential healthy benefit. So almonds are also on the list. High in antioxidants, good source of protein, magnesium, potassium, calcium, iron, as well as vitamin E are in your almonds. And Brazil nuts, hey, there was this study that they conducted at the University of Illinois, and they found that Brazil nuts play a vital role in preventing breast cancer. They think it's because of the high amounts of selenium, which is a powerful antioxidant, that are in the Brazil nuts. Also, cashews are on the list. They have a significant source of iron. They're very good for red blood cell count function and enzyme activity. They do contain magnesium, phosphorus, zinc, and selenium. And, of course, peanuts. Oh, yeah, they made the list. They have concentrated protein. They have rich potassium, and they're packed full of vitamins, especially niacin and vitamin B. Help maintain your healthy hair, skin, and nail, and tone your muscles. So make sure you work in some of God's good, healthy nuts. And speaking of nuts here, here's some interesting stuff. It was a study that they did, and it was reported in the Journal of Biology and Reproduction. They found that a handful of walnuts a day improve the health of sperm. That's right. Sperm shape, movement, and overall vitality are improved when a man adds nuts. Walnuts especially, to the diet over the course of about 12 weeks. Fatty acids in the nuts are believed to have helped the sperm develop, and about 1 in 6 couples are infertile, and 40% of the cases are due to male deficiency. So I guess walnuts, guys. Oh, yeah. Who knew, right? Walnuts. And last but not least in the quack report, smart ways to prevent and reverse osteoporosis. That's right, and tooth decay, a couple of methods to help prevent and reverse those problems, Celtic sea salt, and, of course, an herb that I like to call horsetail. Horsetail contains 7% silica per every milligram. So you remove a lot of germs and bacteria from the teeth to rebuild the dentin on the teeth, so you can kind of swish around with a little horsetail solution. And, of course, the mineral content, you want to remineralize your bones with your Celtic sea salt and, of course, the calcium, magnesium, and boron in the horsetail. If you are looking for a very convenient way to do that, go ahead and visit thepowerherbs.com and click on their calcium formula and also the sea salt, the Celtic sea salt. Because you know what? Silica and minerals, key to rebuilding your bones and teeth. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Hey, thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to jump right on in here to the healthy stability segment of the show. We want to be stable. We want to be healthy, right? You know, what every human being really needs, right, is stability. You need and you want it, right? And so we live in some unstable times, though, and we don't know from one moment to the next what to expect. It can be quite unsettling. So America and much of the world feels off balance. And is it because we have a president insisting on radical change? Do you suppose that's the reason? If someone works to keep you off balance, this is really a personal attack. Now, is it like, it's kind of like pouring acid on the roots of trust, if you ask me. So, it causes a lot of stress, and what do you call someone that does that to you? You know, when they keep you off balance, stressed out, not a good thing. Okay, well, I want to read you a quote from John Adams. He said this, "Our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to a government of any other," which is true. Definitely is true. Okay, well, regardless of the kingdom, whether it's animal or human, there's a lot of stress at the top. Researchers from Princeton University went to Kenya, and they studied the alpha male baboon for 9 years. Their research was published in the July 2011 Journal of Science, and they discovered that although the aggressive males attracted more females into the troop, there was extreme stress and instability in exerting control. The stress takes its toll on the entire troop, and researchers noticed that the beta males, they didn't really care to fight over females for mating, and they had much less stress and they lived longer. So the females, which were dominated by the alpha males, were thin and gaunt-like. If you removed them from the presence of the alpha male, they would return to normal weight. So in other words, if you are ruled by an aggressive alpha male type, there is going to be cumulative wear and tear. So the alpha male intimidates, is a tyrant, and grieves everyone he knows. And let's talk about being settled, because this is a biblical principle, and it's real important, because being settled is the opposite of instability. Those who are settled are decisive, and they have sound judgment, according to the book, the Bible. A definition of a settled person is that they have been established, they are determined, they have order in their life, and you can count on them and you can trust them. So the Bible tells us to be settled. It is a very good thing, and being unstable is a very bad thing. So let's look at what the Bible says. "Settle it, therefore, in your hearts, not to meditate before what you shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist." That's in Luke chapter 21. And then we also see, "If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, that's Colossians 1, "But the God of our all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, makes you perfect, established, strengthened, and settled." That's in 1 Peter chapter 5. So being settled is a good thing. Now let's look at the definition of unstable for just a sec. Very important stuff. Changeable, the definition of unstable is changeable, unreliable, emotionally or psychologically unsettled and unbalanced, wobbly, shifty, precarious, teetering, uncertain, and beetling, which is another name for bully, browbeater, emotionally abusive. So what does the Bible say? The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's in James chapter 1. So being unstable, according to God's book, means you're double-minded. And if you're double-minded, you're going to be unstable in all your ways. So a double-minded man can be very dangerous. He is deceptive. He promotes half-truths and is vindictive. He is wicked and unreasonable. Now, this is all from your good book, the Bible, of course. He manipulates people, situations, and facts to twist the truth. He most likely is a narcissistic tyrant. The damage a double-minded person can do is significant. Now, in the Greek, double-minded means twice-mind, and the American Indian may have referred to it as forked-tongued. Now, it describes someone who has ulterior motives or a hidden agenda. It definitely describes someone who does not have your best interest at heart and is most certainly immoral, and loyalty means nothing to them. They are psychological derelicts and will try to make you the scapegoat for all their problems. So the Bible says, have nothing to do with them. Well, yeah. Now, in 2011, the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, did a study on the emotional stability of American doctors. They sent out a national survey to over 7,300 doctors, asking them to assess their work-life balance. What they discovered is that 4 out of 10 doctors are burned out. The doctors in what is known as frontline care, which is your emergency room and family medicine physician care, had the highest scores that something is wrong. 38% were emotionally exhausted and had lost or were losing enthusiasm for their work. 30% had a high degree of cynicism and depersonalization towards their patient, and 46% had at least one or both of these symptoms. So as Obamacare adds more paperwork and restrictions and less pay to the healthcare system, you will see a reduction in available physicians. You will also experience longer wait times and inferior health care. And as Dr. Rebecca Carley has said on this show before, she anticipates that the new health care will phase out medical doctors and use physician assistants and nursing staff. Long term, Dr. Carley sees an eventual discontinuance of all medical personnel. So in such a situation, patients can visit a minute clinic and punch in their medical problem in a kiosk, and a government computer can spit out their course of treatment and drug prescription. How impersonal is that? We got to take a breath, because when life becomes overwhelming, it's sometimes beneficial to just take a breath, because there are some things we just can't fix on our own, and we're going to need God's help. Even Job sat down and did nothing for a while, contemplating his situation, and Job was smart enough to know that he needed God. He kept the faith, and God rewarded him. Well, we got some unstable health here. So our nation is unstable with foul leadership, mounting debt, and too many double-minded men in politics. There are some folks that are also indecisive when it comes to their health. They know that the Obamacare is a problem, but they still want to cling to the medical practices that cure nothing. Now, for them, it will be drug after drug to cover their symptoms and perhaps surgery if the government's going to pay for it. Now, wouldn't you rather just skip all that? Now, the same double-minded men in politics are also in medicine and the industry that influences them. The oath of office or the Hippocratic oaths mean nothing to them. Your money and servitude is what they want. Your health, good or bad, makes no never mind to them. So just say no to unstable and unnatural health practices that are designed to keep you off balance with no cure. But you know what? You are your own solution. With no disrespect, as the Princeton Baboon Study points out, the stress from tyrants is taking its toll, America is showing the where. So the good news is that you're your own solution. You have the power to prevent or correct many of your own health problems. Staying healthy takes conscientious effort. For example, when you work out, you need to be your own personal trainer to prevent injury. Likewise, you're going to have to be your own personal physician. Learn what natural therapies maintain health and cure sickness. And lots of folks want to make that all that complicated, and it doesn't have to be. So staying healthy is common sense, being aware of what to avoid, and the natural resources that are out there to help restore balance. Now, you can find the healthy stability you want and need. Half the battle is improving your immune system and removing toxins. So you can call the experts in organ cleansing and immune boosting. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can request their free product catalog. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. They have an international number, 704-885-0277. That toll-free, once again, 866-229-3663. And, of course, their online store, thepowerherbs.com. THEPowerHerbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And right now you'll receive a free copy of the PDF Power Herbs ebook worth $14.99 when you purchase a Power Herb kit or a pandemic kit. And also orders over $30 will also receive free ground domestic ship, but the offer ends the 31st of August. So hurry, you know, while the time is short. Get that discount and get your free book. Hey, that Power Herbs book is 400 pages of health information that you can't live without. It's about organ cleansing. It's about making your own herbal products. It's about utilizing some organic salt for better health. It's a lot of things in there. So why not take advantage and get a Power Herb kit, get your feet wet, learn how to use herbs, and read about more of the information to empower you in the Power Herbs ebook. It's really simple, not that complicated. Okay, we're going to move on to the psyllium topic, because we're going to move mountains with this herb, let me tell you. A lot of times illness is due to malfunction in the body, and it is more often than not caused by blockages of some kind. System malfunction is really system constipation, actually. So the way to address the cause of an illness is to use what I call a blockage buster. And sometimes the way to remove that blockage is to improve circulation and remove the toxins, and most of the time we need to do both of those things. So removing blockages can seem like trying to move a mountain, therefore we're gonna use an herb that's designed to do just that. Okay, so when we have a system failure, when we have a constipation of a system, let's just pick one, the bowels, the digestive system, if you're constipated there, various illnesses could occur when the bowel's not functioning properly or eliminating on a regular basis. Now, our ancient ancestors knew that all disease begins in the bowel. So why have modern healers gotten away from that basic knowledge? So we got to get back to those basics, and we can avoid a lot of problems, a lot of problems. Okay, so let's talk about psyllium. Most people have no clue what psyllium really is. However, it's in, you know, a lot of your products now on the shelves. Metamucil says it has it in there. And you may have that connection in your mind, psyllium and Metamucil, as a laxative. Actually, Metamucil is psyllium seeds with a sweetener, a flavoring agent, and coloring. Diabetics should not use it due to the added sugar. Now, psyllium is an important seed which has been cultivated in India and Pakistan for thousands of years. And in the 16th century, it made its way to Europe and was used for constipation issues. It is a seed that is soluble in water and expands to 10 times its original size when it's wet. And it releases mucologenous-type properties and medicinal action. European physicians adopted the use of psyllium from folk treatments because it was excellent for GI tract, providing more fiber, and also tends to soothe the bowel tissue. For centuries, psyllium has been used for diarrhea, hemorrhoids, constipation, urinary problems, and other bowel problems, and high blood pressure. So psyllium was not used in America until after World War I. And history proves that psyllium is a safe and gentle laxative with no side effects. And most people, when they see psyllium plants, they confuse it with plantain because they look similar and think they're just weeds. Today, psyllium is one of America's most popular natural laxatives. And the psyllium is an ingredient in many over-the-counter laxatives like your Fiberol. Have you seen that one? Well, let's talk about some of the studies that psyllium has known for. Excellent stuff. Scientific studies suggest that the fiber in psyllium will lower cholesterol and helps control your blood sugar. The German E-Commission, an expert panel of medical doctors, scientists, and naturopaths, determined that psyllium seeds are safe, natural, and a treatment for diarrhea, hemorrhoids, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. Now, a report in Disease of the Colon and Rectum found that psyllium is effective at treating hemorrhoids by reducing the stress on the rectum. Researchers in Israel studied 35 patients suffering from chronic constipation. They gave the group a pharmaceutical and a placebo and then a natural laxative containing psyllium and aloe. After a two-week period, the group on the placebo showed no improvement. The group on the pharmaceutical showed some improvement, and those on the psyllium and aloe product had significant improvement. Afterward, the group that was using the psyllium and aloe continued to have softer stools and normal bowel function after stopping the natural product. So it's a toner. It will help tone the bowel as well. So the group using the pharmaceutical product had recurring constipation after they stopped the drug. So research also discovered that psyllium helps to lower your cholesterol. How does it do that? Well, the fiber in psyllium pulls the cholesterol out of the bloodstream to prevent blocking arteries and lowers your risk of heart disease and stroke. A study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine found that a teaspoon of psyllium takes three times a day, lowers your cholesterol levels. They concluded that patients with moderate cholesterol levels could lower their cholesterol level without any prescription drugs. And a similar study appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association stating that psyllium lowered cholesterol levels 5% in just 12 weeks. So the experts say that for every percentage point that you drop your cholesterol, you also decrease your risk of a heart attack by 2%. So the patients in these studies reduced their risk of heart attack by at least 10%, and all the studies also mention that psyllium seeds offer no side effects. Awesome. I love it when there's no side effects. I love it when a plan comes together, right? So how does psyllium work? Well, the seeds, when they get wet, they expand. They bulk up in the stool and in the colon. They press against the colon wall and stimulate the nerve endings of the bowel to move. And this produces a wave-like contraction of the bowel muscle, which gives you the urge to have a bowel movement. So when stool bulks up in this fashion, it also becomes softer and easier to pass out of the rectum. The American diet doesn't contain enough natural fiber, and for every one of 61 Americans, one out of 61 is constipated. And it's very bad constipation. So it accounts for about $2.5 million that people are spending on doctor office visits every year, and it's not necessary. Just go get you some psyllium, and you could just avoid all that stuff. Now, one study that used psyllium in lab animals kind of shocked researchers. The herb protected the lab animals from toxic food additives. Now, they think that the psyllium bulked up the stool and prevented the toxic chemicals from absorption and also from harming sensitive intestinal tissue. So it's believed that your psyllium acts the same way in protecting you from colon rectal cancer. They also confirm that the fiber in your psyllium reduces your blood sugar glucose levels in lab animals. So psyllium has lots of helping hands out there for you. And I know we got to take a break, so when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the causes for constipation. You can avoid those things. Some herbs that you can also layer with. We'll be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thank you.
Herb Talk. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. And we're talking about psyllium, how we can prevent a lot of problems when we just incorporate a little psyllium into our lifestyle. Let's talk about some of the causes of constipation. The fiber is a significant element in having normal bowel function. So other things that tend to contribute to constipation are going to be dairy products, lack of exercise, ignoring a lot of symptoms. You know, if you got irritable bowel syndrome, dehydration, those things are gonna be an indicator you got bowel function that's a problem. Also, you know, pregnancy can cause a constipation issue. Traveling, you know, sitting sedentary for long periods of time, you know you've been sitting too long if you're feeling stiff, so you got to get up and move around. Certain medications can also constipate you. Pain medicines and acids, blood pressure medicines, antidepressants, iron supplements, ferrous sulfate, are you taking any of that? And diuretics that can also slow the bowel down and constipate you. Well, here's some hints I want to go over. Psyllium works, but it works really good, not by itself, but with some other herbs. You got to add fluid to it, of course. You got to hydrate it. But it's important that if you're going to use it, use enough fluid. You got to hydrate yourself. How much fluid per teaspoon of psyllium are you going to need? Well, you're going to need at least 16 ounces of fluid for the psyllium to swell up, and just enough to press on that bowel to give that muscle contraction a little hit there. You also don't want to breathe in any psyllium dust if you're kind of trying to powder your psyllium, because that can give you an allergic reaction. If you intend to grow your own psyllium in your garden, be prepared that each pod on the plant is going to give you 15,000 seeds, and it grows pretty aggressively. Let's talk about something that you can do also that will pull a little bit more, do a little bit more for you. I like to combine the psyllium with other herbs to help regulate the transit time in the bowel and eliminate toxins on a more timely basis. So when you do this, this is actually a cleansing process for the bowel. You're going to have to drink plenty of water when you do it. Psyllium is going to work properly when you do that. So if you're looking for organic psyllium seeds, you want to look for the bowel cleanse kit. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. And we like to add into the bowel cleanser kit with your psyllium. You're going to have some other herbs in there with it. In there you're going to see listed on the website and in the catalog, there's going to be some flaxseed and a little bit of slippery elm inner bark, which is another herb that soothes the bowel, some apple fruit pectin, fennel seed, that cuts down on any gas, flatulence, also activated willow charcoal, and a little bit of bentonite clay. Those are going to be in with your psyllium, and those are going to be there to help detoxify and pull toxins out of the bowel. And if you want to learn more about bowel cleansing, you can go to the powerherbs.com website and click on their healthy guidelines section. There's little snippets of information that are posted there from the Power Herbs ebook. And so you can learn a little bit about cleansing and how to do it in order and some other things there. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. But if you don't have access to the website, you can get the free product catalog, and it explains a lot in there. And that toll-free number at Apothecary Herbs for their free catalog is 866-229-3663. And besides toning the bowel and keeping it regular, when you do your cleanse like this, you're going to pull out over 2,000 pharmaceutical toxins. You're going to pull out other residues, heavy metals, antibiotic residues, you know, any pharmaceuticals that you've been taking. Have you had any x-rays lately, radioactive particles? Do you have amalgam fillings? You're going to have heavy metals in there. So it does pull a lot of those impurities that tend to settle in the bowel. Food additives and preservatives, I mean, the list is pretty endless. So do your bowel cleansing twice a year or once a season, and you can pretty much alleviate a lot of health problems that way. It's very simple to do and very inexpensive. I get questions all the time on bowel cleansing. A lot of those issues are addressed on the website under the Healthy Guidelines area. But it is a cleanse that is gentle and effective, and yes, you can still work and carry out your normal routine. How long will it take? Roughly about 2 weeks. But like I said, you could just do it as you go, and it's not going to be cumbersome. So it's an easy way to do a cleanse. Okay, we're going to talk about oral health. We got a few minutes, and I'm going to talk about dental fillings, talking about silica earlier on bone health and the bacteria is in the mouth. Scientific community agrees your amalgam dental fillings leach mercury into the oral cavity. How much do you suppose leaks out? Well, studies vary on the level of toxicity. Much of the research is kind of disputed, which allows for, you know, your dental amalgam to continue to be used, unless you live in Norway, Denmark, or Sweden. They don't use them there. Now, in 2006, the international survey found 72% of people did not know mercury was a component in their fillings. In 1993, the FDA published a study where 50% of Americans believed that mercury fillings caused health problems, and most dentists do not inform their patients of the material composite of their fillings. You got gamma 2 phase amalgam dental fillings. They've been used since 1970. They were 40% silver, 32% tin, 30% copper, and 2% zinc, and 3% mercury. Now, the World Health Organization reports that 53% of total mercury emissions, guess what? They're from amalgam. That's where they're from. And laboratory equipment. That's where they come from, those two things. So the mercury in amalgam fillings is treated pretty much as a hazardous substance, and dentists have a protocol when they have to handle it. So when amalgam fillings are removed, they are treated as hazardous waste. So what are they doing in your mouth? You ever ask that question? Well, let's look at the history of metal fillings. Maybe this will answer a few questions. They're not new. The first recorded silver paste filling were used in China around 659 AD. Now, before most metal materials were used, dentists used stone or resin, cork, gum, lead, gold leaf to help restore a tooth. The amalgam filling got its start in 1603 when a German name of Tobias Crilius created the metal filling by mixing copper sulfide with strong acids, and then they added the mercury, and they brought it to a boil, and then they poured that into a tooth. The French preferred to use liquid minerals, and they poured it into the tooth, which made a cement. It hardened like cement. Later, the French added mercury to that mixture, and by 1826, this became known as the father of amalgam fillings. Now, in 1840, silver, tin, and lead and other alloy substances made up the amalgam filling. However, the United States Dental Textbook called amalgam the most pernicious material that has ever been employed for filling teeth. So in 1843, the American Society of Dental Surgeons, the only U.S. dental association that at the time, stated that using amalgam fillings was malpractice, and its members were banned from using it. However, by 1844, a year later, most fillings being done in New York were amalgam because it was easy to apply to the tooth, and it was cheaper and less painful for the patient. Now, prior to this, the only options dentists gave their patients were to have the tooth removed or to have hot gold hammered into the tooth. The American Society of Dental Surgeons had to go along with the amalgam fillings to get along, and by 1859, the American Dental Association was founded, and over the next 50 years, several different metal combinations were used. Now, the mercury ratio in amalgam fillings was modified in 1959, changing the amount of mercury ratio in the filling was modified from 8.5 to 1.5. Now, in 1963, a copper dispersion alkaloid was added, but this did not stop corrosion, and then they added tin, creating your current gamma 2 phase amalgamum filling. What about the studies? Well, the studies done by scientists and researchers outside the FDA and the ADA, such as the one done in Friedberg University in 2005, they found that mercury from the dental amalgamum is responsible for neurological behavioral changes, autoimmune problems, oxidative tissue, stress, autism, skin and mucosa alterations, and possible contributions to Alzheimer's disease and multiple sclerosis. So how can they make such a claim? Well, they tested the teeth by removing the mercury-riddled dental filling in patients, and there was some improvement in these various chronic conditions. Another study from Sweden and Germany in 1997 found that 23% of patients with mercury fillings tested positive for systematic allergic sensitivity to inorganic mercury. So this group of patients suffered from symptoms similar to chronic fatigue syndrome. They had the mercury fillings removed, and they were replaced with metal-free ceramics, and they reported a 78% improvement in overall health. This and other research confirms that allergy sensitivity showed up in the National Institute of Health paper they did on amalgamum fillings. And then in 2001, a survey of 31,000 Americans by the U.S. National Health and Nutrition, it was published in their National Center for Health Statistics report, found that dental fillings correlated with, I should say the amalgamum dental fillings correlated with your cancer, thyroid disease, mental health problems, MS, and other nervous system disorders. Urinary system disorders, vision problems, circulation, and respiratory conditions were also on the list. And this and other research prompted a product warning from the FDA that pregnant women and children should use caution with mercury fillings. Funny that mercury is also included in childhood vaccines, and now they vaccinate pregnant women with that. So do scientists tell women that mercury accumulates in the body and damages hormones and enzymes, adrenal glands, pituitary glands, brain and nervous systems of the human body? No, they don't tell you that. They wouldn't tell you that. Well, what about these warnings? The WHO in 2003 published an official list of conditions from mercury toxicity, and in the report it estimated the amalgamum fillings exposed the patients to 1 to 12.5 units per day with an average of 5 units of exposure. So gum chewing, teeth grinding, it's going to enhance the risk. They also found that the mercury fillings in MS patients altered their red blood cells, their T cells immunity, and they had toxic levels of mercury in their hair. Well, your mouth tends to be kind of like a battery. You may have heard that. You know, that dissimilar metals like gold, silver, mercury, nickel, and tin, when they're in your mouth, they react to your saliva and cause an electrical charge on the filling, creating a battery effect. Continuous exposure to this stresses the endocrine glands and depresses the immune system function. Different companies have different amalgamum composites. So some manufacturers use a primary component of ground glass with quartz fillers, and others use additives. So these filling composites are cured to the tooth with either chemicals or a light. So if you've ever been in the dental chair and you had them hold a blue light to your tooth, that's what they were doing. They were curing the filling composite. So they're making it set up. So what about taking this toxicity out of your teeth? There are many trained dentists now that are using more natural, less toxic substances to fill your cavities. Removing the old amalgamum filling is going to be a cautious process, and care should be given to prevent further toxic exposure to the blood system. So the white fillings, most dentists are now opting to use not only for anesthetics, but also they're less toxic. So the trade-off is that the less toxic fillings, they don't wear as long, and you have to replace them sooner. So this has been one of the big hurdles that dentists have had since insurance companies didn't always want to pay on those, you know, more natural ceramic-type less toxic fillings because they didn't last as long. But I think some of the companies now are coming around. They're paying for that. So if you're going to have them removed, do go to a dentist that knows what they're doing on the amalgam mercury filling removal. So even if you don't have the money to remove your amalgam fillings and replace them with less toxic material, you can minimize the damage using your organ system cleanses to help prevent toxic buildup. Do your bowel cleansing, urinary tract, prostate, liver, gallbladder, blood system. Do those cleanses at least twice a year. It'll cut down on the mercury poisoning. Also, to protect the blood further, do your immune boosting. Use your echinacea root, your astragalus root, a lot of garlic. Those types of immune boosting herbs are going to help you out and strengthen the system. You can use mullein for the glandular system to support your adrenal glands and your thyroid and things like that. So you've got a lot of tools out there. And to strengthen the teeth so you don't have to get more fillings, use your horsetail with the silica and oat straw, comfrey. That's all in the calcium formula. You can kind of drip it on the teeth, swish it around, and it'll help the teeth out. Also strengthen teeth bones inside the body. So it's a very concentrated plant-based organic formula, and it has the right ratio of calcium, boron, magnesium, what the body requires. So when you look for calcium absorption and its uptake requirements, your plants, your fruits and vegetables, your herbs have that perfect ratio. Your dairy products do not. So if you're looking for the calcium formula, it is online at thepowerherbs.com. Their Celtic sea salt is there, too, to help remineralize your bones. You want to use that sun-dried salt. It does not give you hypertension. Of course, all your organ cleanses are on there. You can buy them separately or in a package. Work through them one at a time. Very affordable. And in this day and age, you need things that are affordable, right? You need some things that are healthy, organic, and affordable. Thank the Lord. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Of course, you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, or call them toll-free for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, and get you at least a catalog. And don't forget, through the end of the month, you will receive free ground ship on orders over $30. That's domestic ground ship. And, of course, if you do decide you want to pick up a Power Herbs book or a pandemic kit, you will receive a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook, which is awesome. So you can check that out. And while you're on the website, don't forget to check out the free online newsletters. If you are just dying to learn more on how you can empower yourself and be healthier, there are two free newsletters that you can sign up for. They're online. And one is HealthQuest, and I write for that, and that is totally dedicated to your healthy plants, your herbs, other things, nutritional elements for better health. And you will receive discount coupons from time to time in the HealthQuest newsletter that you can apply towards your herb purchases at Apothecary Herbs, the powerherbs.com website. Now, the American Survival online newsletter, very interesting. It's a brand new newsletter. Let's see, it's about a month old, I think. And this is the brainchild of myself and Melanie Cederstrom. And there are several people that are writing for the newsletter. Melanie, of course, at Discount Gold and Silver, she will help you with your financial markets, understanding that and how to secure your wealth in the future. And I write, of course, a lot of the health section, as well as Dr. Rebecca Carley, who is a court-qualified expert in vaccine disease. So she's got a great website, and you can click her link on the links area. And by the way, she's going to be with us back here on the show September 18th, Tuesday, September 18th. She'll be back here. And if you miss any of her interviews with us here, you can always go to the archives and check that out. Also writing for American Survival, Dr. Stephanie Rodster. She is a chiropractor, and she's got lots of little neat tips on how to, you know, keep your bones all in alignment and to avoid sickness. Also, Joel Skolskin is writing. He is our pioneer in the field of survival and architecture, strategic location. He is also an author of three great books. You can check out his website The link is on the powerherbs.com website. Ty Bollinger, he's been on the show here before. He is the author of Cancer Step Outside the Box and also host of the Cancer Truth Chronicles. CancerTruth.net is his website. And of course, he's writing great stuff, always great stuff from Ty. He's such a great researcher. And we have a new group from the Back to Eden film. .com that is Paul Gauchy's group on organic gardening, some of the secrets to, you know, improving your organic gardening and the yield that you get from your garden without breaking your back. They started their new segment this past week on the 21st. So definitely worth just clicking on and loading up your email address, and we'll add you to the list. And, of course, we don't share your email with anybody, but you will get some great information in both the American Survival Newsletter and, of course, HealthQuest. So check that out at your earliest convenience at thepowerherbs.com. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call at 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You're going to have to empower yourself. It's up to you. You know, with Obamacare, there's not going to be much support there. You realize that. You got to be your own physician, basically. That's what you're going to have to be. Well, I'm about out of time, but if you come up with a healthcare topic you'd like me to include on the show, don't be shy. You can send me an email off the powerherbs.com website or give me a call at Apothecary Herbs Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Time, and I will try to include that in the show. I definitely will. I definitely get feedback's important. Well, goodness, it's just about time for me to go, but I've enjoyed it. Thanks for joining us here. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, but seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before you use any product or therapy. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.